Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. We're familiar with hormone replacement therapy for women, but what about men? A growing number of TV commercials warn of a condition called low T, reduced levels of testosterone in men, and offer a variety of products from patches and gels to injections and oral medications to boost this hormone. These products promise improved health and vitality. But are testosterone supplements for men safe or even necessary?
A study published this week by the Journal of the American Medical Association found that men in their early 60s who take testosterone supplements are more likely to have a heart attack or stroke. Here to discuss the facts and myths of testosterone replacement therapy is Dr. Martin Miner, co-director of the Men's Health Center and chief of family practice and community medicine at the Miriam Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. He's also clinical associate professor of family medicine and urology at Brown University Medical School. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Miner. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
With pharmaceutical companies advertising directly to consumers, we've now all become aware that testosterone supplements are something a man might want to consider taking for improved vitality and health. How would a man know if he falls into this category and would benefit from testosterone supplements?
What you see on the direct-to-consumer advertising is generally a middle-aged individual who has withdrawn from his wife and has little interest in sexual activity, and it's implied that he may be depressed. He's sitting on the couch watching TV instead of being engaged with his family. What we know about the specific signs and symptoms for testosterone therapy are that there are no specific signs and symptoms for testosterone therapy, but that many of the signs of testosterone therapy are quite vague. Diminished libido, lack of spontaneous erections, and some erectile dysfunction are probably the most specific signs of testosterone therapy. Fatigue, which is one that we often see men complaining of, is a much less specific but very sensitive sign of the need for testosterone therapy or the presence of a testosterone deficiency. So we do see mood changes in men. They become more irritable. They're described by their spouses as curmudgeons. We do see that some men have some impaired cognition. They're not as engaged in work. Their work performance is falling off. We do see men who have marked fatigue rather than just simply feeling tired. But most of the men who enter our center for testosterone deficiency do so through the sexual portal. And what I mean by that is they come in with a complaint of loss of sexual desire, a markedly diminished loss of sexual desire, and the absence, specifically, of morning erections and spontaneous erections.
But what would be the difference then? Because, you know, obviously they're also being exposed to Viagra commercials. How would the consumer know the difference between low T or, hey, honey, I need a Viagra prescription?
Right. It's that libido issue. Viagra does nothing for libido. Viagra and medicines like it are for specific arousal disorders in men, which means achieving the erection. If a man has trouble with erectile dysfunction repeatedly, clearly his desire to engage in lovemaking is going to diminish. But that man who has normal sexual function and has a diminished desire or absence of desire, that man, you know, might have testosterone deficiency.
Okay. So how common is this, and wouldn't this just be a natural outcome of aging or not?
Well, certainly as we age, we have a change in our sexual function. It takes longer for men to become aroused. It takes more physical stimulation to become aroused, and we don't make love perhaps as often, but it's still very pleasurable. The prevalence of testosterone deficiency, first of all, you have to define what it is, and it's the presence of both low testosterone levels, and that's defined by the FDA as less than two levels before 11 a.m. in the morning, because that's when they peak in men, below 300 nanograms per deciliter, and clinical signs or symptoms. And those clinical signs or symptoms are those of which we've discussed, which are diminished libido, the loss of spontaneous erections, and some erectile dysfunction, perhaps some marked fatigue. But a man has to have both clinical signs and symptoms. Generally, men's levels, testosterone levels, fluctuate. And they, throughout, whether they're 40 or 60, they fluctuate based on whether there's a presence of chronic disease states or any disease states, and they fluctuate based on a level of stress and a man's lifestyle. So if a man is undergoing a divorce, for instance, or a major change in his life, he loses his job, it's likely that it's going to be manifested in the drop of his serum testosterone. And how long that stays or lasts is not clear.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Joining us today is Dr. Martin Miner, Clinical Associate Professor of Family Medicine and Urology at Brown University Medical School. And we're talking about testosterone and commercials that we've seen on television aimed at men and talking about low T or low testosterone levels. I was curious, with the blitz that we've seen on television in the last couple of years, do you see an increase in men coming in to see you to inquire about this? And among those people, when you do the blood work and listen to the symptoms, how many of them actually have low testosterone and how common is it?
Yes. We're all very concerned because of the direct-to-consumer advertising. We, as a country, and Australia, are the only countries in the world where products, medical products, undergo DTC to patients. And specifically for testosterone, this is growth of this industry has reached $1.6 billion and grown 133% in the last 4 years. So we who are in this field are very concerned, and many men do come in after seeing these ads, concerned that they're suffering from testosterone deficiency. The actual prevalence of low testosterone levels might be anywhere from about 25 to 38%. But those men who have both clinical signs and symptoms and low levels is probably closer to about 6%. So it's not as common, but it's still relatively frequent that we see both signs and symptoms of low testosterone. And it's not just the sexual realm that we're concerned about. We're concerned about what low testosterone means and the implications of having low testosterone, specifically in regards to risk for type 2 diabetes and risk for increased cardiovascular disease. A low testosterone might be associated with increased heart disease risk, or might be associated with increased type 2 diabetes, and it's clearly associated with increased what we call waist circumference or visceral adiposity or fat around the waist. That when men develop those big guts, they're at marked increase of type 2 diabetes, they have low testosterone, they have elevated triglycerides, they have increased blood pressure, and they're generally in poor health. So that's something to really take notice of.
And I know there have been some promising tests that are done and research that's been done with the association, as you mentioned, of low testosterone and cardiac risk. But let me ask the flip side. It sounds like there could be a likelihood that men that might be borderline are getting treated with testosterone supplements. And we wondered, is there a danger to that? Is there any long-term consequences in supplementing something that may not need it? Can it actually do harm?
Oh, clearly there can be harm, and the greatest harm in testosterone is not the increased risk of prostate cancer, which is one that providers worried about for so long. It's clear to us that testosterone does not appear to increase the risk of prostate cancer, but what it does is increase the viscosity of the blood, a test known as a man's hematocrit or hemoglobin. Those levels rise with treatment of testosterone and rise significantly with different treatments of testosterone, specifically intramuscular treatment or with the testosterone pellets. So it's important that men who receive testosterone therapy are monitored very carefully, both in regards to their response to the therapy and in regards to laboratory follow-up. Testosterone's gotten a bad rep because it's been associated with a lot of athletes in the form of performance-enhancing steroids. And what we're talking about is a disease state of bringing men with low levels back to normal levels.
Dr. Martin Miner is Clinical Associate Professor of Family Medicine and Urology at Brown University Medical School and co-director of the Men's Health Center and Chief of Family Practice and Community Medicine at the Miriam Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
For more information on testosterone replacement therapy and Dr. Miner, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, can you recognize the symptoms of stroke? Knowing what to do and getting immediate medical attention can mean the difference between recovery and permanent disability. A leading authority on stroke explains why acting fast is essential.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you've got a question, comment, or suggestion for a future topic for the show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. We'd love to hear from you. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and at wrvo.org/takecare. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.